the market for a drug that has exploded onto the scene this year could soon be closed. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, federal legislation could help lead to the end of bath salts, synthetic marijuana, and other synthetic hallucinogens on the streets today.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer expects President Obama will soon sign the legislation that bans bath salts and 29 other deadly synthetic substances. It's already passed the Senate and the House. As part of a Food and Drug Administration bill, the proposed legislation would add 31 substances to the list of illegal controlled substances in this country. Schumer says it's that exhaustive list that should make this law effective.
It doesn't just ban one specific chemical compound, but a whole broad range of what's called opioids. And so they won't be able to come up with a new one. We won't be playing whack-a-mole anymore, where you get rid of one and they come up with another one.
The fight against these drugs has been difficult because street dealers can change the chemical composition of the drugs just as authorities start to crack down. They've been responsible for several high-profile, violent and bizarre behaviors across the country and in central New York. The drug mimics the worst part of the effects of cocaine and methamphetamines. Some users have died after overdosing or because of violent behavior. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.